Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. Next month, I will have the honor of joining the poet Nathan MacLean for a poetry reading, and I couldn't be happier. MacLean, whose work I so admire, teaches at Hampshire College and serves as poetry editor for the Massachusetts Review. A graduate of the MFA program for writers at Warren Wilson and a Cave Canem Fellow, he is the author of Scale and Previously Owned, and his poems and prose have been widely published in a number of literary journals. Today's poem is Love Elegy in the Chinese Garden with Koi by Nathan MacLean. Love Elegy in the Chinese Garden with Koi. Near the entrance, a patch of tall grass. Near the tall grass, long-stemmed plants, each bending an ear-shaped cone to the pond's surface. If you looked closely, you could make out silvery koi swishing toward the clouded pond's edge where a boy tugs at his mother's shirt for a quarter to buy fish feed. And watching that boy as he knelt down to let the koi kiss his palms, I missed what it was to be so dumb as those koi. I like to think they're pure, that's why even after the boy's palms were empty, after he had nothing else to give, they still kissed his hands. Because who hasn't done that? Loved so intently, even after everything has gone? Loved something that has washed its hands of you? I like to think I'm different now, that I'm enlightened somehow. But who am I kidding? I know I'm like those koi, still, with their popping mouths, that would kiss those hands again if given the chance. So dumb.
The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast will be available on the library's website and wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.